Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, radio show ministry hosted by Stan Wadsworth. The show is an opportunity to study God's Word together through careful inspection and wholesome dialogue. Whether calling in or in listening, we welcome our listeners to prepare their hearts and minds for learning that is for living, according to God's Word. Now let's hear from our host.
Welcome, 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 guys, to another session of Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, Tech Talking Religion. First of all, I just want to say we're delighted to say we now have 859 Facebook followers. I mean, that's fantastic. I'm actually bowled over. I want to personally thank each and every one of you for your tremendous support. It means a lot to me. We look in the background and see where and how many and gender and, you know, location and all of this of the people that listen in. And it's just amazing. People from South Africa all the way to Canada and in between. It's great. It's really humbling, actually. So I just wanted to, again, take this opportunity to give you guys a personal shout out, because sometimes this work can be a lonely place. So we need all the support we can get. Okay. Today's lesson is one that I hope can help us concerning ceremonial and religious, my fingers are up, differences among people of Christian faith. Our reference scripture today is going to be Romans 14, and we'll start from the first verse and kind of work our way through as we go further into it. But the first verse 1 of 14 says, "Except those whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. Except one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters." I welcome you guys to grab your Bibles, go to Romans 14 quickly so that we can look on. I'm actually going to have Romans 14 played out in audio for you. Listen in, follow in your Bibles, and then we're going to take it and chop it down and break it up a little bit. It's going to get redundant, but it's going to be good because it'll give us an opportunity to relook at it close together. This particular verse of 14, this particular chapter, in a lot of Bible translations, it's labeled differently. Some label it the law of liberty. Others, like the ESV Bible translation, labels it do not pass judgment on one another. Another one, the weak and the strong. Whatever the case, the things in question in this chapter are that ceremonial and religious beliefs and practices that many in this time and until today continue to hold on to were not in keeping with Jesus' teaching and weren't really necessary. But the point of this scripture is how we conduct ourselves as Christians regarding these differences in our beliefs. Even though I just said the main thing is our character, I do want to point out the specific things mentioned in this passage, the specific differences, that is. And the reason being is because some of them are contentious matters. They're contentious matters even in the mindset of the church today. I'm just going to play Romans 14 for you. Bear with me. I'm using a Old English Max McLean version of the reading. It's good. I'll play that for you quickly, and then we'll talk about it.
Chapter 14. "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin.
Okay. Now, I know that that's a lot. And, you know, I confess for many, many, many years, I didn't quite get that. And it's amazing, you know, the living work of God in you, that as we live and, you know, we experience life, these things become realities to us. And we become more mature and wiser, and we become, and God gives us the ability to understand. Let's break all that down a little bit. Some of the things that are mentioned in this scripture are in this chapter period, in other chapters right before and after, some of the things that are mentioned are days of worship. You know, the Lord mentioned one day is esteemed, one day is better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. Now, we know that people like church groups like the Seventh-day Adventists, the Seventh-day Baptists, Jews observe the Shabbat on Saturday. So there, and there are other religions as well, denominations as well, that honor the Lord on the Saturday. That's become a matter of contention in the church. We don't mention it, but the undercurrents are always there. And according to all that we're going to learn here today, is wrong. We're going to have to move along quickly. I have only about 7.5 minutes left, but we'll get it done. Another thing that's talked about in these passages in Romans 14 is what to eat. People even then had problems about what one should eat and what one shouldn't eat. They had different opinions, which caused contention. Verse 2, one person believes that he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed them. What this is saying essentially is that what we do, we need to be doing it unto the Lord. And so I'll actually, we're going to cross there for a minute again. Weak, faith is weak. It's mentioned here in chapter 1. The weak is, and I'll try to break it down, it's when they're calling an individual's faith weak when it's not fully established or not clear in their hearts. They're not fully convinced. Like someone that might refrain from eating pork because someone else told them that it was scriptural, but they hadn't studied and shown they self-approved. Or someone that just spontaneously wanted to take on a certain religion that prohibited eating of pork, and then they would not eat pork, but for reasons that had no foundation in their heart and mind. So it's that type of thing. That kind of weakness is what they're talking about. Many times we believe things you know, without any substantial evidence that what we believe is true. Saying, I believe, you know, I talk to people all the time, I believe this and I believe that. Then when I ask them why they believe what they believe, they say because it's, they tell me when I ask them why, they say because. And because it's an insufficient foundation to have any kind of a belief. So we're told not to quarrel over disputable matters. That means criticisms that have no morals. See, this is becoming slowly about intentions and motives here, without quarreling over disputable matters. The passing of judgment. This, the context here of passing judgment, let us not stoop to passing judgment on one another, verse 3. The context of this judge, of this kind of judgment is based on the motives of the one making the observations about someone else's life. The passing of judgment, where it would become sinful, would be a matter of where in your heart you were delivering this judgment, this criticism on another. In other words, whether right or wrong, and what we surmise, if someone is being critical from an impure motive, then this kind of behavior is unacceptable in the eyes of the Lord, according to the teachings of Jesus. We're to be, verse 14 tells us, we're to be fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus. The author here says, I am Paul. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord, that nothing is unclean in itself. This is another matter of us, you know, having substantial evidence in Scripture to tell us that to prohibit eating pork in our lives because of Old Testament commands that God had for his people then, and using that to forward it, fast forward here in the New Testament, is not biblical. I said it. So, because Christ even said that, you know, all things are clean. So if you give thanks for them. So the author being Paul, he even lends his qualified opinion. Remember, man who's been to the third heaven. According to the teachings of Jesus, he's persuaded. And as he encourages everyone else to be, anything else short of that is sinful. So our motives here are certainly a lot of what this particular scripture is referring to, and it's actually the focus point of all that's going on. Verse 22, so whatever you believe about these things, remember things about eating and days of worship and, the Sabbath, what day that should be on, and you know, ceremonial things, like things should be done like this and like that. These are fine, is what the scripture is telling you, but they're fine as long as they're done within the realm of serving the Lord. The conversations that we have with others about these things, they have to be pure, from a pure heart. So, and I believe so in verse 22, so whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Our belief has to be rooted in something. That doesn't mean it's necessarily true, though. But in this case, whatever we believe, whether right or wrong, God's grace allows for our ignorance, our honorable shortcomings. He's more interested in the motives of our hearts concerning what we do. And we're to keep these things, verse 22 again, between ourselves and God. This is the reason for the season. God, Jesus, is the reason for the season. Our relationship with God, our worship of Jesus our Savior, is where our heart must lie. So I just want to bring to your attention that the strict focus of this scripture in 14 is not about the differences of what people eat or believe. The focus is not on variations of what individuals believe, our days of worship and so forth and so on. It's about the degree of love that we are to extend on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ, and regardless to what they believe. Well, not regardless to what they believe, but you know what I'm saying. So, loved ones, until the next time, may God bless you and keep you, in Jesus' name. And I wanna live, wanna learn.